May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 754. Holy Comforter, descend, testify of Christ the Lamb, from the foe our hearts defend, and with zeal our hearts inflame. 754.
Last Tuesday we read two psalms, Psalm 39 and Psalm 42. I feel constrained to read two further psalms this evening, Psalm 130 and Psalm 139. Psalms 130 and 139. Firstly, Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Psalm 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So may the Lord bless the reading of his holy and sacred word unto each one of us. And may he help us now in prayer. O thou most holy, almighty and sovereign God, the ruler of the heavens and of the earth. O Lord, we pray that through thy mercy and grace thou wilt condescend to rule in our hearts. Even at this evening hour, as we are gathered together here, Lord, in thy name, we pray thou wilt be present with us and be the glory in our midst. Turn us aside, Lord, for this time of worship, from all the carnal cares and the worldly matters which we have to deal with day by day and hour by hour. Lord, grant to us each that precious gift of thy Holy Spirit that reveals Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lord, there's that time of judgment before us each. We know not when that day shall come, but thou hast spared us unto this day. O Lord, do not let a day of our lives pass by without that gracious influence of thy Spirit to seek for our soul's salvation, to be delivered from the wrath for sin which is to come. For we all, Lord, are guilty sinners before thee even this night. Our sins of the day have been many, and we cannot count them. Lord, our own hearts deceitful within us, desperately wicked, who can know it, will not teach us what we are in thy most holy sight. Lord, we need that teaching of the Spirit. And we pray, Lord, that thy Spirit shall come. Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal the things of God. O make to us salvation known and witness with the blood. For no man can truly say that Jesus is the Lord, except thou take the veil away and breathe the living word. Lord, we have a great veil over our hearts of unbelief, and we cannot remove it ourselves. Lord, there's no desire within us by nature to remove it. Or we say, Lord, in our own evil, hard hearts, we will not have this man to rule over us. Content with our own selves, our own wisdom, our own ways, our own determination, our own spirit. Lord, what wretched, vile creatures we are. But Lord, do draw us and lead us to the foot, by the Spirit, to the cross of Christ, and there to behold the Saviour of sinners, the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, suffering, bleeding, dying, in our room, place, and stead. And, O Lord, may we hear that voice of love and mercy. All this was done for you. So, Lord, break our hearts and heal the broken heart. And may that work of thine, Lord, be manifest amongst each one of us here this night. Lord, do confirm our interest in the Redeemer's blood. Do not let us be like those that walk only in the broad way and go through that wide gate which enters into destruction. Lord, ours is an urgent, pressing case. Do not turn away thy face. We do commend to thee, Lord, each one that worships here. Put within us each a true spirit of worship, which is founded upon the need and the blessing of a precious Saviour. Lord, thou knowest the way we take. And Lord, that pathway, often strewn with stumbling blocks and difficulties. And Lord, we are so prone to temptations, and we are weak, and we backslide, and we stumble, and we fall. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt strengthen us by faith for all the pathway of life thou doth lay before us. And Lord, do give us, oh, that power, Lord, that is of thee, to walk the way thou wouldst have us to go. For thou doth lead by the right way, that we may go to a city in due time of habitation. That city made without hands, eternal in the heavens. The way that is Christ Jesus, and faith in that sin-atoning blood. We pray, Lord, for thy help in the providences of our lives, the daily things we have to deal with, our duties, our responsibilities, the labours of our hands, the exercise of our minds. Lord, there's many things that we have to put our hands and minds to. We pray for thy wisdom. We pray for thy grace, that we may handle every matter in thy tender fear. Lord, ever with thy cross set before our eyes, and to do all things as if unto thee, not to the glory of self, not to the glory of man, but in humble thanksgiving, oh, that thou art a helper of the helpless. Lord, thou dost give wisdom to those that feel their lack of it. Thou doth strengthen those that are weak. Lord, thou doth supply the needs of all thy people according to the riches in glory and by Christ Jesus. So uphold us, Lord, with thy free and sovereign grace. We thank thee for that sweet word, that yea, even down to hoar hairs will I carry thee. So, Lord, help us in all the matters that press us down in life's journey, knowing that thou art able to turn all things together for good, to them that love thee, to those who are the called according to thy purpose. Lord, do give us these sweet evidences that we are thine and thou art ours. Sanctify our pathway to the good of our soul. Hear and answer many prayers. Call upon me, thou didst say, in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So, Lord, hear the petitions, the prayers from each heart that are put up to thee now, at this evening hour. Remember the young people. Remember the children. Remember the little ones, the babes. Lord, we commend them to thee. Lord, who shield them from Satan's power and from every evil. Lord, bestow upon the children, the little ones, health and strength. And may they not only grow, Lord, bodily and mentally, in the faculties, but Lord, may they also grow in grace, in the knowledge of thy love, that as they grow, Lord, they will come to love thee who hath first loved them, and to be true followers of thee, the lambs of thy fold, of which thou art the good shepherd. Bless the young people, Lord, in all their matters and all their considerations. Lord, do guide them aright. Lord, do lead them forth in all the decisions that have to be taken. Perhaps the changing scenes of life, new directions, and new places to be. Lord, at this time of year when examination results have been declared and are yet to be declared, Lord, we do pray that, oh, thou wilt be in all these things, and hear and answer those prayers of dependency upon thee. Lord, do keep the young people to thy house. Keep them to thy word. Keep them to thy people. Keep them chiefly to thyself. Lord, bless them abundantly. Lord, spiritually and physically. And so may they know thy good hand upon them. Lord, be with them in all that concerns them, and be with them in friendships. Lord, remember those that are engaged to be married. Oh, Lord, we commend them to thee, that thou wilt go before them and bless that union which thou hast granted. Lord, provide for others. Lord, in the marriage bond, and Lord, may they know thy provision to walk together, Lord, in love to thee that hath loved them and hath appeared for them. Remember those that are married, Lord, and those that have children. Lord, do help them at all times. Lord, do hear and answer their dependency upon thee. And Lord, where there might be times of difficulties and disappointments and things are not as they would wish of themselves, O Lord, increase their faith, for nothing is too hard for thee. And thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above what they ask or think. O Lord, how we need to humble ourselves before thee, for thee to exalt us in due time, casting all our care upon thee, to know thou doth care for us. Lord, be with the deacons of this church. Help them in all their prayerful concerns and deliberations. Lord, do maintain them as a church and people here in answer to those prayers. And oh, grant a gracious prosperity. Add to church and congregation, can it be thy will. Lord, be with each church member. Grant that unity amongst them of thy spirit and the bond of thy peace. And each of the congregation, Lord, whatever the age, Lord, do grant that unity in their desires for the glory of thy name. And may each one of the congregation come to glorify thee, Lord, in the witness and testimony of thy mercy unto their soul. So, Lord, we pray for the outpouring of thy Spirit here, and thy word not to return unto thee void, but to accomplish that which thou doth please, and for it to prosper in the thing to which thou doth send it. We thank thee, Lord, for many mercies. Lord, another harvest gathered in. Lord, we thank thee where there is occupation for those who must provide for their loved ones. Lord, maintain them in that occupation. Help them, Lord, in all that they have to do. Give them all needed wisdom. Lord, we thank thee for all health and strength we have this day. And above all, Lord, our thanks unto Christ the Redeemer. O Lord, thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Lord, thou hast been gracious. And so, Lord, help us now, as we sing thy praises as prayers in our hearts, and turn to thy holy word. Lord, do come and fix our hearts and minds upon the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Remember, Lord, our nation. We would not, Lord, leave the throne of grace without bearing before thee our needs in this our land. Lord, we know not what to pray for, except that thou wilt appear and be gracious to our Prime Minister and to our government, and lead them in the ways and decisions and negotiations which are right in thy sight and of thy sovereign will. And may that sovereign will, Lord, be to maintain us in our Protestant constitution, our liberties of worship, and may the blessings of thy free and sovereign grace a freely flow amongst the churches, no matter what the denomination. Lord, do call out from amongst them those whom thou hast appointed to preach faithfully the unsearchable riches of Christ. And oh, may there be again, Lord, those that come seeking their soul's salvation, asking their way to Zion, sinners, to be saved by grace. Lord, may this nation again be a nation with the witness that thou art our God. Hear us, Lord, in all these things. Forgive our every sin. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 217. Gird thy loins up, Christian soldier. Lo, thy captain calls thee out. Let the danger make thee bolder. War in weakness, dare in doubt. Buckle on thy heavenly armour. Patch up knowing glorious peace. Let thy courage wax the warmer as thy foes and fears increase. 270.
complete and utter dependence upon our Lord, that he may open up his holy word of truth aright, and to grant application to each one of our souls. I'd ask your prayerful attention by way of text to Psalm 139 and the last two verses of it. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Verses 23 and 24 of Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. David begins this psalm very solemnly, and yet also graciously. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. David knows what it is for the Lord to be mindful of him. And that does not mean to say, dear friends, that everything was blessed in the way that David walked. He contemplates this great knowledge of God of him. The life's minutest circumstance, thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Dear friends, those are simple things we do without even thought, perhaps ourselves, day by day. The Lord knows all things concerning them. Nothing is done without his all-seeing eye. And not just our outward conduct, but thou understandest my thought afar off. That which nobody else knows. That which nobody else sees. Not only is the Lord mindful of that and knows it, but he understands it. The reason for those thoughts which emanate from an evil heart. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. All the steps we've taken since the day we were born. All the steps we shall take to the day of our death. The Lord is there, knowledgeable of all that takes place. He knows the way that we take. In him we live and move. And have our very being. Dear friends, how often are we mindful of these things? You young people, as we grow up, oh, we've got our own thoughts, haven't we? We've got our own desires, we've got our own plans, we've got our own schemes. Yes, our hearts devise our way. But we also read the steps. Are ordered by the Lord. And his ways are not our ways. And his thoughts are not our thoughts. Now David came to meditate upon this truth. There's not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Everything we speak, every word, we've perhaps forgotten lots of the things we have spoken today. But the Lord ever knows it, remembers it. He knows the heart from which our thoughts and our words and our deeds come from. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Now that word beset, it really means to besiege. We cannot escape the knowledge and the overruling commands and will and purpose of Almighty God, nationally, internationally, personally. Now, dear friends, does this make you fear? We are known through and through by Almighty God, the living God. You see, dear friends, if David's God is our God, then what David declares here concerns us also. The Apostle Paul says that we are judged by the Lord. And it is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God. We are judged. Dear friends, if we are judged, we are judged on accordance with our deeds, as the word declares. And in our deeds and words and thoughts and heart's desires, there are a multitude of sins. O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. And yet, dear friends, this is a most blessed word. We read in one place of those whom the Lord does not know. When Jesus was speaking to these disciples and the multitude in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said unto him that there'll be many that shall say to him in that last day of judgment, Lord, 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 calling him Lord. That's above the Pharisees, isn't it? They never called Jesus Lord. Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in thy name. In thy name we have cast out devils. And in thy name we've done many wonderful works. And Jesus said, I will say unto them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. I never knew you. Now surely the Lord knows all things. I never knew you. I never knew your sins imputed to me. I never knew your iniquities and transgressions laid upon me. I never knew you as a guilty sinner, confessing those sins at my feet. I never knew you, burdened, cast down, trembling at the word of God concerning the consequence of the things of your evil heart. I never knew you. Oh, dear friends, may the Lord never speak such words to us. For they would be the last words that those did hear. Depart from me, ye cursed, I never knew you. They were pleading, weren't they, their own works. They were pleading their own righteousness. They were pleading what they had done as merit for eternal life. I never knew you. But how precious is that word, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And how does he know them? He bears their sins. He carries their sorrows. Oh, that lovely Isaiah 53, which speaks of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. That all his people, yes, they've gone astray. But the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And dear friends, his people, they come to know what it is to be a sinner and to need that sovereign grace. And here we have the blessedness of a sovereign God who says of his own people, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Drawn thee as a sinner, a guilty sinner, to the footstool of my mercy and of my grace. We sometimes sing a hymn, don't we? A sinner is a holy thing. The Holy Ghost hath made him so. Oh, we thank the Lord for his Holy Spirit, for he teaches us of sin and leads us to Jesus' blood. And dear friends, in that call by grace, we realise the Lord is mindful of us. We have to say, why me, don't we? Why me, while such a wretch as me, who would forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? But Jesus said that he came to do the Father's will. And all that the Father had given him, oh, he would lose nothing, but raise it up at the last day. Raise up the guilty sinner, yes, from the dunghill of their filth of sin. And make them fit, clothed, prepared for that glory of that sinlessness in heaven. Oh, what a power to save. Mighty to save. Our Redeemer is strong. Dear friends, there's nothing stronger than the power of that shed blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse your soul from every sin. Power to lay down his life. No one took it from him. They tried, didn't they? On many occasions they sought to stone Jesus. He passed through his midst. His time was not yet gone. But the time came when he laid it down. He says to those sinners, this is your hour. To the power of evil, this is your hour, the hour of darkness. Power to lay down his life and bear the sins of many. All that imputed sin unto the dear righteous Son of God. But power to take it again, to destroy the power of sin, the power of the grave. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. O wretched man that I am, says Paul, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Christ Jesus. Dear friends, this is the blessing of those whom the Lord searches and knows. They're his own, and he knows everything about them. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are but dust. He knows we have no goodness in us at all. And therefore he has wrought out a precious righteousness, a glorious righteousness, which prepares us and clothes us that we be accepted before the Father, to present us faultless before the throne in heaven. Oh, dear friends, what love. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, dear friends, I do commend this prayer to you. To seeking souls, you that long today for your soul's salvation, for you to be confirmed in this redeeming love of Christ, pray for the Lord to teach you that which is your sin, all that is sinful and evil. Oh, those hearts, they're so hard, aren't they? So hard in unbelief and self-will and self-determination. Yes, you will not have this man of yourself, this God, to rule over you. And you know, left to ourselves, we don't consider ourselves really to be sinners, do we? I was speaking to someone recently who had been speaking to a relative of theirs. And this relative said, I don't know what you mean by being a sinner. I'm not really bad. I try to help others. I obey the law. I earn my living. I try to live right as I should. I remember one of my uncles saying many years ago, it will be all right for me when I come to die. Of course, I've done good to so many here and helped them upon this earth. Trusting in their own goodness and their own righteousness. Dear friends, that's us by nature, you know. And it may be like that with some of you here tonight. You're not as bad as others. Or you're here in the house of God when others have no interest to come. Search me, O God. And know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. Dear friends, what is a wicked way? A wicked way is a sinful way. And now searching that word, that which is not of faith is sin. If we have not got that faith in the shed blood of Jesus, if we do not act and conduct ourselves bounded upon that faith, then all is sin in the sight of a holy God. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Draw me unto that cross of Christ. Draw me into the knowledge of that fountain opened for sin and uncleanness, the power of that shed blood. And there by faith to behold the precious Lamb of God, that I may be amongst the redeemed. Not redeemed with silver and gold and the vain things of this world, but with the precious blood of Christ. Dear friends, that's the real joy. That's the real peace. That alone is the strengthening of your soul and your hope of eternal life. There is no other way. And it's a way that is everlasting. Now here again we see the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of Christ. The way that is everlasting. Dear friends, called into this way, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Called into this way, none shall ever be able to pluck thee out of his hands. You're his. He's bought you with a great price. And he will keep you unto glory. And David speaks of this keeping, doesn't he? He goes on in this Psalm 139. Oh, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? The Lord is ever with his people. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Those last words, almost the last words of Jesus to his disciples. Lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the world. That might be greatly tried, but it's a truth that can never be defeated. Because it's the words of Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, and that spirit of the testifies of Christ. Ever with us, if we go upwards, if we go downwards, if we go sidewards, wherever we may go. Even to the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, even there. Dear friends, you young people, you don't know where the Lord is going to lead you, do you? Where providence is going to take you. Oh, big decisions may have to be taken concerning your location and vocation. When I finished my apprenticeship, I sought for work in the Midlands, where my family were at that time. Everything was shut up. The only way it was opened for me was down in Hertfordshire, in Stevenage. I was the only one of my family to leave the immediate vicinity of the West Midlands. But, dear friends, the Lord had a purpose in it. And here, by the grace of God, I am. Oh, if I take the wings of the morning, dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. I didn't go that far, but there are many that I have. And the Lord has never forsaken them. Watched over them in the way in which he would have them go. Thou compassest my path, my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. And our ways are his ways. Our times are in his hands. And although it's this fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God, dear friends, it's a blessed thing. A blessed thing. I will lead thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Oh, we have to pray, don't we, to be submissive to him. That's in this prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Are we full of self and self-will and determination? See if there be any wicked way, that rebelliousness against his will. Lead me in the way everlasting. Whether it's dark or whether it's light, whether it's day or whether it's night, dear friends, the Lord watches over his people. The Lord slumbers not, nor, that's in Psalm 121, isn't it? He slumbers not, nor sleepeth. The Lord is the keeper. He is the keeper of his saints. These for whom Christ died. And that love has been shed abroad in their heart by the Holy Spirit given to them. Oh, thou hast possessed my reins, that's the innermost parts. Those reins literally mean kidneys. All our inward parts, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yea, before he was, the Lord was mindful of him. No, friends, that's past our comprehension, isn't it? We weren't born by chance. So David testifies here, who knows the goodness of the grace of God unto his soul. there was a purpose in him being born at the time he was born, in the way he was born, the way he has been kept, the way he has been brought up. Oh, before he was made, he said, all his members, oh, they were written in the book of life, in thy book. Chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Oh, how these truths, dear friends, come to the knowledge of sinners, saved by grace. The Lord's sovereign will. Chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Predestinated into the way in which we come. Even unto the knowledge of the Lord, our Saviour Jesus Christ, as the Saviour of our souls. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How precious are thy... Well, David, in several points, he comes down into a low state. As he walks this way, in the way the Lord would have him go, he says on more than one occasion, I am poor and needy, but the Lord thinketh upon me. And dear friends, the Lord's thoughts towards his people are thoughts not of evil, but to give an expected end. His thoughts, the ways made for you, his watchful care and keeping over you, to lead you forth in the way you should go, to keep you close by the Spirit to your dependence upon the forgiveness of your sins through the shed blood of Jesus. Now that's the way everlasting. Now, dear friends, these thoughts may not always appear to us to be kind thoughts, but they are. Because whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. If we know no chastening of the Lord, then are we bastards and not sons? We're not true children of God. We may be religious. Dear friends, we need his chastening to keep us, don't we, in the way everlasting. Because we have a way which seems right unto ourselves, from our hard hearts, our evil hearts, and they're ever with us. Who can know them? And they'll lead us in a way that ends in eternal damnation. This afternoon, I felt drawn to these last two verses of Psalm 139. But I didn't know, nothing would come to me how to open them up. The telephone rang, and it was an aged friend. She said she needed help. Some bank transactions had not taken place as she'd expected. Some transfer of funds and some checks had bounced, and she was in trouble, and she'd got to go to the bank with various details immediately. I was in the midst of my meditation, dear friends, unwilling to go, but felt constrained to go. I went, and we did, gone to the same, to the proper place, parking right outside the bank with her disabled sticker so I could park where I wouldn't normally have to park, partly on the pathway. And oh, it seemed to take longer than I thought it was going to take, and I was getting rather frustrated. Eventually she came out, got her into the car, pulled away, forgetting there was a bollard straight in front of me, which I couldn't see from the driver's seat, and drove right into it. Thankfully the damage on the car is not excessive, but it will need attention. Dear friends, the Lord's chastening. We're not to be weary, are we, in well-doing? We may do the thing, we may do the deed, but the Lord looks on our hearts. And his thoughts towards us. Dear friends, are thoughts to keep us in the knowledge of what our hearts are by nature. If he does not control them by his Spirit. Do you know any chastening of the Lord? Dear friends, his ways are sometimes grievous, aren't they? But they're for our good. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Yes, he knew my thought. I came back home, dear friends, and this word opened up to me. Oh, how precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. We need that constant searching out, don't we? No matter what our experience has been of days, weeks, years gone by. We thankful that the Lord who hath begun a good work in us will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And dear friends, we shall ever need this prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That chastening we read, not present, not pleasant, but grievous. But in due time yieldeth the precious fruit of righteousness. It brings us again, doesn't it, as a guilty sinner, dependent upon that shed blood of Christ. Oh, and in humble thanksgiving that blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth from all sin. All sin. And that brings from us, dear friends, thanksgiving of the mercy we have found. Oh, these ventures to the throne of grace. We don't come there, do we? Outside the knowledge and dependence upon the sufferings of Christ. Yes, that glorious high priest, not like those of the Jews, who could not be touched with the feeling of one's infirmities. But we come through this glorious high priest who was tempted in all points such as we are. That's how he knows us. He knows our hearts. He knows our frame. He knows the way we take. He knows our thoughts afar off. He knows our hearts better than we know ourselves. Oh, we cannot contemplate it, can we? Tempted in all points, such as we are. Yet he without sin, bearing the sins of many, your sins, my sins, if we are thus taught by the Holy Spirit. And so to come again and again and again to that throne of grace. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. We cannot teach ourselves, can we, that nature of sin? We need it taught that we may pour it out before him. To confess that iniquity, to confess those sins. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That was a sweet psalm, wasn't it? Psalm 130, this is the experience of the teaching of the Lord. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord, the depths of a guilty sinner. David knew what it was to be in the pit, didn't he, in the miry clay, crying for the Lord to have mercy upon him. And dear friends, he didn't cry in vain, did he? Oh, the Lord delivered him from that noisome pit. set his feet upon a rock and established his going, restored him in the right way, in that way everlasting. He restoreth my soul. Now this is what we have here in this Psalm 130. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. What are the supplications? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. For if thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, if thou should count them, if they are ever before thee, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee. I, even I, am he that blotteth out all thy transgressions for my name's sake, and will remember thy sins no more. Oh, there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Because unless he hears and answers these cries, dear friends, we're lost forever in that dreadful pit where the Lord's mercy can never come. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in his word do I hope. Therefore, dear friends, we pray. And there we obtain mercy. And there we obtain grace to help us in the time of our need. Oh, let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. He shall redeem Israel, his people, his chosen ones, from all his iniquities. Oh, dear friends, this is the way of eternal life. There is no other way than the knowledge of this mercy. The knowledge of this grace. Then I commend this prayer to you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me unto Christ. Bestow upon me that precious faith that embraces this redeeming love. That though I'm unworthy of the least of thy mercies, oh, I need it all. And may you, through the answer to that prayer, be able to enter into the remainder of that psalm, this psalm. Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou hast known all about me. And thou hast laid all mine iniquity and all my sin has been laid upon Jesus Christ. And he hath borne it away. And thou wilt never leave me nor forsake me, but shall lead and keep me in the way everlasting. Dear friends, may this be your testimony. Do not fear to give witness of it where the Lord answers this gracious prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Just one thing as it comes to me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. In Psalm 121, we have, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this day forth and even forevermore. Yes, daily our goings in and comings out, watching over us constantly, supplying our need. But that last going out, the going out from this life, the going out from time, the coming in into eternity, the coming into that blessed kingdom, the Lord shall preserve. That shedding of his blood, that covering of all your sins, that precious righteousness wrought out, the redemption price paid. Oh, this is my beloved. This is one of mine. I laid down my life for this a poor sheep that had gone astray. I will bring him into my fold, of which I shall ever be that shepherd. Brought into the everlasting kingdom of the glory of God. through Christ Jesus. Oh, thy goings out, I will preserve thy goings out and thy comings in. Then the Lord lead you in that way, everlasting. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Fred Ince will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Pocock on Monday at our special services. Let us close with hymn 391. Jesus, friend of sinners here, a feeble creature pray, from my debt of sin set clear, for I have naught to pay. Speak, O speak, my kind release, a poor backsliding soul restore. Love me freely, seal my peace, and let me rove no more. 391.
do bless thine own word of truth to us in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, do put that prayer within our hearts and ever search us out and lead us in the way that is everlasting. And as we have sung in that closing hymn, love us freely. Seal our peace and let us rove no more. Lord, lead us in that way everlasting that ends in everlasting peace. Watch over us as we separate. Rule in our hearts by thy Spirit. Govern our words and ways, that grace may abound in every part, and teach our tongue to sing thy praise. So may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.